This podcast sponsored by Instant Technologies, the source for award-winning same-time products and applications. Instant Technologies offers proven same-time chat archiving and compliance solutions, IMQ management and help desk solutions, buddy list administration and maintenance tools to easily add, remove, and update enterprise-level buddy lists, and persistent chat rooms and same-time plugins. Instant Technologies, your proven source for same-time solutions. Find them today at www.instant-tech.com. That's www.instant-tech.com. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey, it's Bruce and Julian here with Arthur Fontaine and Brian Reed from IBM, and we're here today to talk about Lotus Protector. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
So what we'd like to talk today about is a new family of offerings available for Domino. We're calling them the Lotus Protector security offerings. And what ties them together is we're taking the best security we can get to apply to certain security problems that are common to anybody running an email system, including Domino. And we're going to apply them in a way that is very easy and familiar for somebody who's a Domino person. So they're going to be easy to acquire, they're going to be easy to deploy and administer from the perspective of somebody who's already a Domino administrator. Mm-hmm. So the actual point we need to start with is that we know Domino is secure. Everybody who's listening to this podcast is very familiar with the security features built into Domino as an email system, things from execution control lists to access control lists to encryption over the wire and encryption on the disk. So security is one of the things that we do very, very well. We're going to talk specifically about the external set of security and compliance requirements that are growing responsibilities for a Domino administrator, everything from, you know, stopping the spam and viruses that are hitting your Domino server and being a CPU and a productivity problem, right up to the things like the need to archive your data off to reduce the size of your mail files and to be able to search that data subsequently for regulatory compliance or legal discovery, etc. So all of the kind of that layer of things is what we're addressing with the Lotus Protector security offerings. We're announcing, as the boat's going by.
Yeah, the boat room. Went by, yeah.
We're announcing our first offering, which is an antivirus and anti-spam appliance, and why I'm joined by Brian Reed from our ISS colleagues over at within the Global Technology Services Group. We'll give Brian a chance to talk in depth about that particular product offering. But we also want to preview the rest of the product set, which will be rolled out again through 2008. We're going to be offering solutions in the areas such as encryption, so the ability to encrypt an email, not just to Domino user within a domain or across cross-certified Domino domains, but right outside the internet, to the internet, for people using everything from Thunderbird to Outlook Express. Anybody who's not used to getting encrypted email over the internet, we're going to solve that problem for you with a product offering. We're also going to be offering a product in the archiving and compliance space, again, to offload the data from your Domino server and to scrub it, dedupe it, make sure that it's you're keeping the appropriate things and getting rid of the things that you shouldn't be keeping, and then making it available for fast and cost-effective searching later on. And then we're also going to be introducing an offering for a field called data loss prevention. This is an emerging field where you really need to be able to monitor the data in your organization in motion and at rest so that sensitive information can't intentionally or unintentionally leave your organization. And we're going to solve that for the SMTP and for the Domino world with an offering that we'll be announcing later this year. So again, just to kind of roll that up, it's a set of things that are over and above the inherent security with Domino, but are typically dealing with external factors such as spam and viruses coming over the internet or regulatory requirements that are imposed upon you as somebody who owns a great deal of the data that is the part of the corpus of information that an organization has. So our roadmap for this is we're going to be rolling it out throughout this year. The first offering will be the appliance we previewed at the opening general session to great applause, which will actually allow you to strip the spam and viruses out of your SMTP stream before your Domino's server sees it. And that'll be in beta by the end of this quarter one of 2008, and we'll be shipping the final version of the appliance by the end of the second quarter. For customers who are ready to buy now, we actually have an offering from our ISS partners that can be purchased today and deployed today, and we'll flip you over to the Domino licenses when those things are available to the market later this year. So there's no reason to wait if somebody wants to start taking advantage of this technology. Then we'll follow later out throughout the year with announcements and subsequent deliveries in the encryption, archiving and compliance, and data loss prevention spaces. And then by the time these things are rolled out, we'll have a full family of things that integrate with themselves and with Domino called the Lotus Protector offering family. So I'm going to stop for a second and let Brian talk about the actual Lotus Protector for mail security appliance, which we'll be delivering later this year.
Okay, great. Thanks, Art. The Lotus Protector for mail security appliance, as Art mentioned, is based upon a current technology that's already being sold today by IBM called the Prevenia Network Mail Security System. That comes courtesy, as Art mentioned as well, from the Internet Security Systems Division of IBM, which is currently under the Global Technology Services Group. That acquisition was made by IBM in October of 2006. Internet Security Systems was really sort of a hallmark in the security industry for being well known for things like network intrusion prevention and detection, vulnerability assessment and management, and one of the big hallmarks of ISS is world-class security research, which really dovetails pretty nicely into IBM's charter around security overall. So again, IBM Lotus Protector for mail security is simply an extension of what we're already doing today in the market with the Prevenia appliance, custom tailored with some needs that we think are of specific interest for our Notes and Domino's install base. So we're looking at doing some things like tying in with Domino directory lookups for doing per user rules. We're also going to be looking at down the road doing some things like enhancements to the Domino admin user interface so that you can manage your gateway appliance from inside the Domino UI itself. Along with that, we're also looking at some Lotus Notes enhancements for end clients. So instead of the traditional mode of working with an email gateway appliance is going from an end user machine to manage your spam quarantine. We would then put that quarantine inside of a Notes user interface. You'd be able to manage everything from your endpoint itself. So some pretty interesting things coming up on the roadmap. Again, really the biggest thing to highlight on here is this is backed by world-class security research. Any email security gateway appliance is really only as good as the last content update you've received. We really specialize in coming out with these zero-hour updates that we've got a pretty strong process and track record and history for that we can deliver updates for spam signatures as frequently as every 60 minutes if needed. So again, I don't know if Art, you want to talk about the typical way a Domino customer might want to purchase or get a hold of the appliance.
Sure. Thanks, Brian. What we've really tried to do when engineering this offering, right, so the technology is very solid, world-class technology. We're then shaping that technology in a way that meets the expectations of somebody who's a Domino customer already. So we're going to make it a Passport Advantage license, can be sold by any IBM rep, any business partner worldwide, very similar to the way Notes and Domino is marketed. We're going to make it per user pricing, so you can simply choose to acquire the number of licenses for the capability, the virus spam protection capability, and then deploy it in your choice of modes. The first mode and the most common mode is the appliance. So you order a separate appliance, we'll preload it with your software, and it will start protecting your organization the moment it's plugged in. If you'd prefer to run it as a virtual image in a VMware machine, you also have the opportunity to download that server software from your Passport account and install it in your own image in VMware. And that would, again, once it's set up, would be protecting your mailboxes immediately from spam and viruses. Again, the timing on this is we're going to be we've announced it and we're demonstrating it here at the showcase. We have running live alpha code with the Lotus logos, and this is the next feature release of the Prevenia software, again optimized for the Lotus user experience, and we'll be asking for beta customers. If anybody's interested in beta testing this software, contact Arthur Fontaine or Brian Reed here at IBM, and we'll be able to see, you know, qualify you for inclusion in that beta program. We're going to be going to the general release by the end of the second quarter, and we'll be looking at version 2.0 by year end, or kind of contemporaneous with the Domino 8.5 release, where we're going to start doing some of this extra level of integration with the Notes client user experience and with the administrator user experience. You can get into the game today with the Preventio appliance, and we'll flip you to the Lotus licenses once they're available, if that's your preference. And watch for more announcements through 2008 for the purpose of the other areas of security. So that's really what we have to offer for you today. Just, you know, kind of give you the big messages. We're taking great technology in the areas of security, and we're making them available to you in the manner and fashion you're familiar with as a Lotus customer. Lotus Protector is the first announced product in this space, and it will be available soon, and it's in alpha now. And that you can keep looking for new announcements as we march through 2008 to fill out the rest of that security layer that you're going to be looking at as a Domino user.
Holy moly. great stuff, Arthur and Brian. Julian, do you have any questions you want to ask? I mean, that was pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, probably a couple of things. One, on the server side. So there's an appliance, and there's also something you can install on your own machines, Windows or Linux.
The actual appliance is a Linux offering,
right,
and it sits in front of your Domino server, so it would be quite typical for a customer to have a different or an additive security solution running as a Domino task. The great thing about having an appliance in your network is it relieves that, you know, the vast majority of external spam and viruses that would be trying to hit your Domino server, leaving your Domino server free to, you know, attack internal threats that may exist or other things that are specific to the Domino environment.
Okay.
But generally, this is a way to clean the stream before it comes.
Mm-hmm.
When we do the next level of integration with the Domino server, for example, we're going to make the Domino administrator contain the interface for administering the appliance. And on the Notes, and with any Notes client, so on Linux or Macintosh or Windows, we're going to be looking at opportunities, for example, to integrate your spam folder with the spam folder on the appliance, with your block mail from sender routine to tell the server that you now consider this a spam or something that should be blocked on the network. And, you know, take that level of integration so that the user experience for any of the Protector products is actually very natural when you're living inside of your Notes environment. Mm-hmm.
And the VMware install, you guys sell a pre-configured VM that we just copy into our VMware server and boot it up. And
The way that'll actually be fulfilled is it'll be an ISO image or a zip file that you can extract and then simply either run it with any of the free versions of VMware. So that would be VMware Server, Workstation Player. You can also upload it into ESX and convert the VMware virtual disks to ESX 3 format.
Oh, nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I guess on the encryption side, I've talked to several customers over the years that either are very curious about mail encryption to the outside world or have their own interesting implementations, things like they'll, instead of sending you the email, they will send you a link to a secured server within their environment that will display the email for 3 days or something.
Mm-hmm.
On the Note side, I can see how that could all get really integrated in. What happens on the client side? Is that simply a PKI encrypted mail that they're going to use some kind of a key for, or how does that work for the end clients?
Well, as you mentioned, there's a lot of interesting approaches in the market. We're not ready to announce anything specific as to our approach or the technology we're going to employ, but I can tell you that we're sticking to the goal of getting the best and most appropriate technology for our customers, and then we're going to make sure that it's developed and it's deployed in a way that is consistent with the way the Notes user would think of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously there's kind of a balance between the level of security you're applying to a particular domain, in this case encryption, and the end user convenience. We are going to take advantage of the fact that we, as the vendor of both the email client and the security layer, are able to do some integration that is probably over and above anything that's out there in the market already.
Good. Because I've got a PGP key that's at least 10 years old that I use like once a year. And I would love to use it more, but I just... it's hard to deal with.
Yeah, and that's certainly been a consideration that Art and I and many folks inside of IBM have been looking at. Is one of the big barriers to encryption not taking off more than it has in the past has been the ease of use angle of it. So as Art mentioned, we're looking at a variety of angles for the entire Lotus Protector platform, including encryption, build by partner. There are tons of tremendous assets within IBM, within our IBM partners, as well as outside, in the vast world we live in. So there's definitely, sky's the limit as far as what we're planning on doing. Mm-hmm.
What I like, too, is the fact that you guys have repurposed technology and existing technology from ISS. And this isn't something you guys just, developed in the labs yesterday type of thing.
Sure.
So it's really not a new, but it's a new product, repurposed for the Domino family, Notes and Domino family. And I think it's a great move.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
It's important to note, there's great technology everywhere. In the case of the anti-spam antivirus, it happened to exist already as an IBM asset, and that's why it's the first announcement. But we're not going to limit ourselves in any way. The goal is get the best technology possible for the particular problem domain, make it right for the Domino user, and then put it in market.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's it. Brian, thanks a lot. Arthur, thanks a lot. And we appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks a lot.
This podcast sponsored by Instant Technologies, the source for award-winning same-time products and applications. Instant Technologies offers proven same-time chat archiving and compliance solutions, IMQ management and help desk solutions, buddy list administration and maintenance tools to easily add, remove, and update enterprise-level buddy lists, and persistent chat rooms and same-time plugins. Instant Technologies, your proven source for same-time solutions. Find them today at www.instant-tech.com. That's www.instant-tech.com.